And truly, they are to be blamed, because it's who they are. It was their fault. But God made them. And we shouldn't look past those facts. God made them. He made them to be just like that. They were the kind of people who would fulfill those things. Those are the kind of people God made. If he hadn't made them thus, he wouldn't have had his work done. If he hadn't hidden the wisdom from them, they would have, through their own sense of self-preservation, they would have received Messiah. God has to hide the wisdom from them, because they're crafty enough to lay hold on it, to lay hold on salvation. But he hides it from them that they won't, because he doesn't want them to be saved. Well, I thought God would all that, God wants that everyone should be saved. You know, there's a scripture, it says, he wills that all men be saved. And I find it very difficult to take that in a very wooden, letter of the law kind of sense. Everything must be taken in context, considering all that God does to prevent people from being saved. All the scriptures that say how he does, I speak these things in parables that they would not hear and neither understand, lest they should be turned and healed and be saved. I do these things to prevent them from being saved. That's why I speak in parables. Jesus was, when we're going to read this whole chapter, we see Jesus is like he's a walking riddle. He's purposefully non-specific about things. He purposefully makes things hard for them to understand. He's difficult with them. Asks them questions in a difficult way. Answers questions in a way. He doesn't just come out and say, yes, I am the Son of God. Well, they would kill him, but God could give them a heart to not kill him. It's marvelous because this is how God does it. It's marvelous because God caused those who should have been building the building to reject the stone he had ordained for the cornerstone. Nah, we don't want that one. I mean, that's marvelous. It's a marvel. It's something to marvel at. Think about it. God sits people over a work and says, build the work. And then they come across the stone, which he from the foundation of the world has chosen to be the headstone of the corner. Jesus Christ. He's chosen him to be the head of the corner. The most important stone in the whole building. And the builders reject the stone. And it is said of that fact that this is the Lord's doing. This is God's doing. God has caused them to reject the headstone of the corner, which he ordained. That is marvelous. God has done it. This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. And I say that over and over because I know people don't get it. And they don't want to get it. They'll, Paul, you're wrong, wrong, wrong. God wants people to believe. God wants everyone to know. Come on, he wills that all men be saved. Yeah, all men. Greeks and Jews, bond and free, rich and poor, small and great, all men. Every man? No. Can't be God's will. Because he so obviously doesn't want that. Because he does so many things to prevent that. He doesn't want everyone to be saved. Because not everyone was created to be saved. God did not create evil that it should persist forever. And though we all have sinned, it is not up to us who gets the mercy of God. That is God's prerogative. It is lawful for him to do what he wills with what is his. Is your eye evil because he is good? God is good. Your eye is evil. And what's that mean? Man sees some inherit eternal life and they are jealous and they say, he should give it to me too. Because that's not fair. They're no better than me. True. The heirs of eternal life are no better in and of themselves than the people who do not inherit eternal life. Pretty much the same. No better. Not in any metaphysical sense. Not in any physical sense. Probably in most regards, indistinguishable, if not worse. So what is it? It's because we all belong to God. And it's because of his decisions. It's like the parable in Matthew where they all worked different amounts of time. Some worked all day, some worked half a day, some worked a quarter of the day, and some worked just an hour. And when they got to the end, God paid them all a penny. In the parable, the master paid them all a penny, which is saying that the ones who worked the longest thought they should have gotten more. But they had agreed at the beginning to work for a penny. For the whole day, they thought it was a good price at the beginning of the day. Now at the end of the day, because the master is generous to everyone who worked for him, and especially generous to those who worked the least, they're jealous. And they have an evil eye towards the master because he's being good to people and not particularly good to them. And that's how man sees God's predestination. Not everyone thinks it's just. You know, the first shall be last, the last shall be first. What? That's not fair. It's not fair, it's generous. Fair would be, you all die. You all die. You're all worthy of death. You've all sinned. So, die. And stay dead. Don't expect anything from God. That's fair. Really, that's fair. What do we expect? If we have lived a life, if you live a full life, what more do you really deserve from God? No matter what you've done. If you've done any good works in this world, all that means is you probably deserved to live a long life. That's about it. Why you should become immortal over these things? There's nothing, no work that man has ever done that warrants immortality. But Christ, this one whom they rejected, who has become the headstone of the corner, by the grace of God which is shed abroad through him, those upon whom the grace of God is shed, we may live forever. But we also should understand it is on the basis of his generosity, not on the basis of our merit. That's critical to understanding Christianity, because Christianity is not about God owes me or God owes anyone. It's about, thank you, God. That's it. Because if I hear the gospel, if I even can hear it, blessed are my ears, for they hear. And if I can see the truth according to the Christianity, blessed are my eyes, because not all men can see it. I don't, the people who are skeptical, I don't doubt their skepticism. I don't think, well, you should believe. There's a lot of logical reasons you should believe. No, no. It's a lot of logical reasons you shouldn't believe.